Welcome, welcome. Happy New Year. Good to see each and every one of you. And glad that it is 2021. And God is on his throne as he was last year. So thankful. Do want to make, just before we get into the sermon, just kind of a public service announcement. Welcome to everybody that's participating online. You may have noticed that the Ministry of Health has been making more announcements in the last few weeks that the cases of COVID are increasing in Zambia. That's not a curse. That's just what is in the last few weeks. So please be extra diligent. We love you and we love your family. We love everyone that you interact with. And we know that there are certain public places where there's like Miracle Life and other places that are being very diligent about those things. But even when you're not at Miracle Life, please be diligent as far as social distancing, gatherings where people are not adhering to guidelines really should be avoided. All right. And so please be careful in these next coming weeks. I know there's a lot of joy as far as there's a vaccine, but I don't think any of us have gotten it yet. And it's going to take a long, long time for that to make a difference. All right. So please be careful for you and for people that you love. Amen. All right. Turn with me to Psalm 20. Psalm 20. So this last year for most of us was one of the most unique years that we've ever experienced as far as work and church and travel and all the different uncertainties that were around. Some of us, it was especially personal because there may have been someone that you knew that was affected by COVID, someone that maybe passed away. And so there may have been loss. There were people who passed away this last year, very dear to us, that had nothing to do with COVID. It's just they went to be with the Lord. And so 2020 was challenging, all right? And 2021, I wish I had the charismatic power to do Thanos? To do a positive snap. And, you know, with all the crystals to say that 2021, we declare, will be your best year ever. Well, we can't biblically say that, can we? But we can trust God in 2021. As we approach this year, there still are a lot of uncertainties as far as COVID and travel. In Zambia, there are a lot of uncertainties as far as the run-up to the elections and what is the economy going to look like and who will win the elections. All right. Somebody this last week had contacted the church to ask Miracle Life, are you a prophetic church? And I know what they meant. But in one sense, absolutely, yes, we are, because we have the holy written word of God that is God breathed, that God used prophets and apostles to write down on his behalf. And Peter, who had this incredible experience on the Mount of Transfiguration where he saw Jesus and he heard words from heaven, he told us as 2021 believers, he said, we have a more sure word of prophecy, and it is the written word of God. And so we have, so in a sense, yes, we're a prophetic church because we preach the Bible and we can trust God based on his word. So there, as we approach 2021, there are things that we know from the news and things that we anticipate. But how many know that every year has its own surprises? And there are things that just happen around us, okay? So we can't fix the world in a day or a week. We can't even fix our own, sometimes our own plumbing at our house, right? But we can trust God. And I want us to look at Psalm 20 because it's a prayer. It's also a blessing. The third song we sang was a blessing from Scripture. And so there's a prayer, there's a blessing, and then there is a call at the end of this psalm to trust God. And also there's going to be a call, you're going to see today, to trust God, but some of us are going to need to unplug from certain areas where we've been trusting and put our trust in the Lord, the name of the Lord our God. Psalm 20, may the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of the God of Jacob defend you. May he send you help from the sanctuary and strengthen you out of Zion, God's dwelling place. May he remember all your offerings and accept your burnt sacrifice. Salah. Verse 4, may he grant you according to your heart's desire and fulfill all your purpose. We will rejoice in your salvation. In the name of our God, we will set up our banners. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions. Now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. He will answer him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we, say that's me, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They have bowed down and fallen, but we have risen and stand upright. Save, Lord. May the King answer us when we call. So you see how that's a prayer. It's a blessing. But it is also, you're going to see here, a very big call for us of where do we put our trust in 2021 and for the rest of our life. Notice in verse 1, it says, may the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. All right. So for some of us, 2020 wasn't a day of trouble. It was a whole bunch of days of trouble linked together. All right. Months of trouble. And but please notice that verse. It doesn't say for us to pray against trouble or to bind trouble. You and I live in a fallen world with, I think, now 7 billion people, most of whom are totally crazy. Most of the 7 billion people on planet Earth are nuts. You realize that, right? Okay. So we live in a fallen world among fallen people. All right. So the time of our age right now, there is still trouble. All right. Jesus actually made that promise. I kind of wish he didn't, but he did. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver them out of them all, right? So we're going to face stuff in this world. And so the Lord says that he will answer us in trouble. Where do we go when we're in trouble? I believe that's one of the things that this psalm is challenging us, is that God, when times are trouble and when there's trouble around us or that we're facing, regardless of where it came from, God is not silent. God is not inactive. God answers. God is a redeemer. God is a rescuer. And so we can trust him and we can look to him. Now, verse 7, I think, is a really important verse here. And we're going to kind of look at where it leads to other places in Scripture. But verse 7 says, some. And so one of the calls that I have for you today is, in 2021, do not be found among the some. Don't be found among these people. And if you are today, get out of this group. Say, I'm leaving some. All right. So some there. And so this is a group of people, and we're going to see these people, and this group hasn't gone away. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. And his name in the Bible has to do with his activity and has to do with who he is and what he has covenanted to do towards his people. So there's a difference. There's a difference in trusting horses and chariots, and there's a difference between remembering the name of the Lord our God. And I want you to turn to Isaiah chapter 30, and then we're going to see in chapter 31, and it talks about this very same thing, and it's actually more specific about what these some people do and their end and their reasoning. All right. So Isaiah, the people of God at this time, it's not great. Okay. And it's because of their backsliding. It's because of their rejection. And Isaiah is more likely it's written over a period of time. All right. But notice what it says about the people of God. It calls them children. Isaiah 30 verse 1. Woe to the rebellious children, says the Lord, who take counsel, but not of me. Who devise plans, but not of my spirit. That they may add sin to sin, who walk to go down to Egypt and have not asked my advice, to strengthen themselves in the strength of Pharaoh and to trust in the shadow of Egypt. Okay, so in the context, these are people who were going to Egypt to try to find help. Perhaps these were emissaries or kind of like ambassadors, representatives to say, Pharaoh, can you help us? All right. Now, for the people of God, not present day Egypt, but in that day, Egypt was the place of sin. It was the place of bondage. Why would you ever want to go back? All right. That was when God said enough is enough. When they said we're going to elect a leader to take us back to Egypt. That's when God said, OK, you guys, I'm finished with you. None of you will see the promised land. Okay? So they want to go to Egypt, not necessarily to go back and live there in this instance, but they want the counsel of Egypt. They want the strength of Egypt. They want the plans of Egypt. Now, in verse 1, how many of you know the Bible says that counsel and planning, those are like awesome God things, aren't they? Okay? And we are commended to do those things. And what is counsel? In fact, the Holy Spirit is called the counselor. All right. So, but this counsel and these plans were not of God, not of His Spirit. So one challenge for us for this year is be careful where you're getting your plans and your counsel. All right. Because it is possible to get them not of me, not from heaven, not from the word of God. And yet it seems like these people, these rebellious children, thought that this was okay and thought that this was going to be good. All right. And really, I think verse 2 is a huge one of maybe what's at the root of this is they walk down to Egypt and they have not asked my advice. Not looking to the Lord, not going to the Lord. And folks, God is the first and the last call in everything that we do. We don't exhaust all of everywhere else that we go and then we turn to God. We seek God. Another psalm says, early will I seek you. I think that's early in the morning. But I think it's also early in your trouble. Early turn to God. Boy, I tell you, I know we've got an hour of limitations, but we could have testimony time and I would have the microphone first to tell you all the dumb things that I've done when I didn't seek God early. When I didn't go to His counsel and to His plan in the beginning of the situation. All right? No more dumb testimonies. Amen. So not asking God for advice, seeking the strength of Pharaoh. Now, turn, for some of you, it would be other side of the page, or turn the page to Isaiah 31. And it picks up on this very same theme. Isaiah 31, verse 1, woe, all right, big trouble is ahead. Woe, both places. Woe to those who go down to Egypt for help. Now listen to this. And rely on horses. What did Psalm 27, verse 7 say? Some trust in chariots, some trust in horses. And rely on horses who trust in chariots because they are many. And in horsemen because they are very strong. Why do some children of God look to other places and other sources? Because sometimes the horses look really big. Sometimes you really do have a rich uncle. Sometimes you really do have someone who's in this department that can talk to this one that can, if I grease the wheels, right? But here again, what's the problem here? Big horses, horsemen, they're strong, but who do not look to the Holy One of Israel, nor seek the Lord. So I'm going other places to find strength. And one of the saddest stories in the Old Testament was, and it was repeated, you know, these movies that are, you know, 6, 7, 8 sequels, right? And you think, wait a second, this one is pretty much, you know, what's the difference between Fast and Furious 6 and 3? Not much, right? Fast cars and crazy people, you know, whatever. It's like, I know I've seen this before, all right? Well, we keep buying tickets, so they keep making them, all right? But Children of Israel in the Old Testament really was like Fast and Furious 14. Is that they would look outside of God, they would look outside of his ways to find what they did. And so they would borrow the gods of the Canaanites and the otherites. Instead of being a light and looking to God, their covenant creator, they would go outside and then crash. All right? So they do not seek the Lord. Verse 2, yet he is also wise and will bring disaster and will not call back his words, but will arise against the house of evildoers and against the help of those who work iniquity. Oh, listen to verse 3. Okay, the strong horses, the big horsemen, all the power of Pharaoh. Listen to verse 3. Now the Egyptians are men and not God. The counsel is not of me. The plans are not by my spirit. There is God and there is not God. The Egyptians are men and not God. And their horses are flesh and not spirit. When the Lord stretches out his hand, both he who helps will fall and he who is helped will fall down. They will all perish together. If you are hanging all of your hopes on this year's elections, they are men and not God. Not God. And they'll be the first to tell you, I'm not God. Put your hope in God. Trust his word in 2021. Amen. And whoever is in parliament and whoever is in state house, we'll pray for them and we'll ask God to help them. But our hope is in the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Our hope, and thank God. Amen. Thank God for a vaccine. I pray it comes to Zambia soon. But you know what? Our hope is not in a vaccine. Our hope is in the Lord. Hallelujah. Seeking God. All right. Because in verse 1, it says that they did not seek the Lord. Okay. Seeking God means finding solutions in him. Finding solutions in his realm. Okay. Finding solutions are part of what he gives us in his word. All right. So there is prayer. And January is a wonderful time to set aside more time to prayer, more time to seek the Lord, to set a good precedent for the year, to have a Bible reading plan, to have a journaling plan. Do that. It's awesome. It's wonderful discipline. But it means going to God, seeking his wisdom, seeking his ways above and seeing it higher than any other ways. We must understand his ways. We must understand his character and his promises. 2021, make a renewed commitment to be in church physically or online. If that changes, commit to the local church where God has set you. For most of us, that's Miracle Life. If you're a visitor, God bless you. If you're from Copperbelt, find a church. You got to be in a local church. And that's where we're going to learn God's ways together. Be in a connection group. Be with the people of God. All right. But here's the problem is that there are other solutions around us that are not God. They're not God. Now, they may come in a religious wrapper. Okay? They may sound spiritual. All right? But someone who knows God's word will be able to distinguish and say, ah, you know what? That's silly. That's not biblical. All right? God's word distinguishes and helps us to know what's God, what's not God. Psalm 1 talked about one of the distinguishing characteristics of someone who is blessed is that they don't receive the counsel of the ungodly. The ungodly. Counsel of the ungodly. Man, I tell you what, if you're facing family issues or financial issues, if you're in a crisis, there may be people who really love you, all right? But their counsel is nowhere close to the Bible. All right, so take the love, take the empathy, but listen to God. Listen to His word. Amen? Seeking God and trusting God is also, so we in a sense, we discover, we understand God, His character, His ways, His promises, and we trust in Him wholly and fully. But one of the things about Bible faith is that it always includes action, right? James said that faith is visible. It can be seen. Invisible faith, it's not faith. Invisible love, John tells us, it's not love. Well, my wife knows that I love her. I told her that 15 years ago. You know, she just has to trust. No. She should be knowing your love because she just experienced it. It's practical. All right. So go to John chapter 2. And this is a great example of faith in action and how we can apply this for our year. Because we are trusting in the name of the Lord our God. There is nothing that Egypt has to offer us. Not their horses, not their strong men. Mm-mm. We're trusting in the name of the Lord our God. And then we're going to do what He says. John 2, verse 1. The first miracle of the ministry of Jesus. On the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Blessed Mary, awesome Mary. Now, both Jesus and His disciples were invited to the wedding. And when they ran out of wine, the mother of Jesus said to Him, "They have no wine." Jesus said to her, "Woman, what does your concern have to do with Me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, listen to this, whatever He says to you, make a bumper sticker out of it and put it on your car. Put it on the back of your taxi. God saves. Or, whatever He says to you, post it on Facebook. It'll be awesome. No. Whatever He says to you, do it. Do it. All right. So we call this the miracle at the wedding. And sometimes we say, wow, you know, Jesus blessed weddings. That's where His first miracle was. But how did this miracle take place? Whatever He says to you, do it. Now there were, verse 6, now there were set there six water pots of stone, according to the manner of purification of the Jews, containing 20 or 30 gallons apiece, lots. Jesus said to them, "Fill the water pots with water," and they filled them. Jesus said, "Fill." What did they do? Filled. And He said to them, "Draw out now and take it to the master of the feast." And they took it. Implication is they also drew it. They drew it and took it. The miracle happened on the other side of their obedience, not before. Jesus did not say, "Go check those water pots. I got a little surprise for you." Oh, Jesus, wow! Mm-mm. He asked them to do something. Many, many of the miracles of Jesus involved human participation. Go wash at the pool called Siloam. Stretch out your hand. Many, many of them involved human participation. take up your bed, go home. All right? So whatever he says, do it.
Well, Pastor, that's why I came to the first Sunday of, because I want you to give us some declarations.
I don't need to give you declarations. We've got really cheap Bibles in the bookstore. If you don't have one, you can download one on your phone for free. And there are declarations everywhere. My declarations are not better. Tell your neighbor, get your own declarations. Then tell your other mate, say, get them from the Bible. Amen. Amen. These people who said, whatever he says, Mary said, whatever he says, do it. They were not passive observers. They were active participants. Because sometimes a new year comes and we're like, oh, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. Hallelujah, it's coming. Well, people I know here at Miracle Life, many, and I've got friends, you know what they've been doing the last few weeks? They've been planting at their farms, not sitting at home watching TV. I declare mangoes, maize come forth. No, that's not how life works. All right. Now, while you're planting, certainly speak the word of God and bless and trust God. Amen. To look after what you're doing. So as we close today, I want you to take stock. I want you to kind of pause and really personalize this right now. Okay. So if you're taking notes, if you're joining us online, I want you to think about four things, because then we've got some actions that we need to do. Okay. So number one, where do you need to switch allegiances? Where have you been trusting Egypt? Sometimes I see this, and people are just broken and finished, and you know, this person didn't come through for me, and you can tell, wow, that's your horse, that's your chariot, isn't it? I can tell that's where you had put all your hope in. All right. Number two, what is God's word instructing you to do? To do. Remember faith and action? Some of you in 2021, the biggest thing probably you're going to do this year, and do it early, do it in January, is you're going to forgive by faith. Doesn't mean that that relationship will be restored, because that takes the other party. But as far as it is up to you, Romans tells us, live at peace with all men. And part of your part is going to be, Father, I release them. I pray for them. I am no longer going to seek their harm or hope that they get what's coming to them. I'm going to release them. I'm going to forgive. And I don't know about you. For me, forgiving clears my brain. Unforgiveness, you can't even see the next step before you. It blinds you. Okay, what is God's word instructing you to do? Other people, what is God's word instructing to you? Is that, okay, yeah, things are challenging, but you know what? Maybe you have turned inward and God is saying, you know what? They're people. It's time to be generous. It's time to look outside of yourself. Be a blessing. Number three, in line with God's word, what has the Holy Spirit been dealing with you about? Where is he leading you? The promptings of the Holy Spirit. Man, take time waiting on the Lord. Take time. First Corinthians 14 says, he who prays in other tongues speaks mysteries, unknown, divine secrets. Take time praying in other tongues. What is the Holy Spirit prompting you, leading you to do? It will always, always be in line with the word of God. Okay. And then number four, what is your obedience action plan? What's your obedience action plan? There in John chapter 2, Jesus gave them three verbs, three action plans. So what does yours look like that is, Okay, I'm no longer trusting in Egypt. I'm trusting in the Lord, His Word. The Holy Spirit's prompting me based on His Word. All right, so what is my action plan look like? Maybe for some of you, there might be some health issues where God has been, God and the doctor, maybe He's been realizing, you know what, you need to change your diet. 2021 is the year that you no longer put 5 sugars in your tea and then curse diabetes and look for diabetes breakthroughs. They don't go together, right? Could be salt. It could be whatever. It could be things that God is asking you to make adjustments. I know for my wife and I, that has been, as we've sought the Lord and listened to good counsel many, many times. We do it more in our 50s than we did in our 20s. But many times those adjustments make all the world of difference in our health and our energy and those kinds of things. Okay? The Holy Spirit, based on His Word, may be instructing you, man, you need some new relationships in your life, different kinds of relationships. All right? And there's some relationships that need to end. Yeah. Not be the same because they're not going to walk with you in the Lord. All right? Amen. All right. So we're going to pray, but really personalize this. If you're watching online, take time. You might have the advantage. You could pause it. Take some time. Write some things down. Take this afternoon, this evening, and to seek the Lord. Amen. Father, we love You so much. And Lord, all around us, and even in the body of Christ, Lord, some trust in chariots and some in horses. But Lord, we are not of that group. Lord, we're of those who remember the name of the Lord our God. We know who You are. We know what You do. And we trust You. Father, I pray for everyone in this auditorium, every Miracle Life family member that's participating online right now, God. Lord, may You help them to see where they need to unplug from Egypt, where they need to cancel that visa and no longer go there for help. Lord, and to put their trust in You and the principles of Your Word. And Father, thank You for the action plans. Lord, what are You prompting us to do? That our faith will be seen. Those around us will notice the difference, God. And Lord, because of faith-inspired and word-based obedience, Lord, 2021 can really be different for us because we're trusting You, we're obeying You. Lord, thank You that You also, in the new covenant, You give us grace to obey. Grace to obey. Father, this is not a self-help program. It's a God-help program. Thank You for grace. Father, as we step out of the boat, You make the miracle happen. You give us the grace to forgive and to obey and to be generous. All the different things that You're calling us to.